The first reading today comes from the book of Galatians, starting with verse 1 through verse 12. Paul, an apostle, sent neither by human commission nor from human authorities, but through Jesus Christ, God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the members of God's family who are with me, to the churches of Galatia. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to set us free from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory, to be the glory forever and ever. Amen. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you in the grace of Christ and turning a different gospel. Not that there is another gospel, but there are some who are confusing you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should proclaim to you a gospel contrary to that we proclaim to you, let that one be accursed. As we have said before, so now I repeat, if anyone proclaims to you a gospel contrary to what you receive, let that one person be cursed. Am I now seeking human approval or God's approval? Or am I trying to please the people? If I were still pleasing people, I would not be the servant of Christ. For I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel that was proclaimed by me is not of human origin. For I not received it from a human source, nor was I taught it, but I received it through the revelation of Jesus Christ. Second reading of the gospel comes from Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through 10, and you can find that on page 65 of the New Testament. After Jesus had finished all his saying and hearing the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave whom he valued highly, and who was ill and close to death. When he heard about Jesus, he sent some Jewish elders to him, asking him to come and heal the slave. When they came to Jesus, they appealed to him earnestly. He is worthy of having you do this for him, for he loves our people, and it is he who built our synagogue for us. And Jesus went with them, but when he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to say to him, Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore, I did not presume to come to you, but only speak your word, and let my servant be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, with soldiers under me, and I say to one, go, and he goes, and another, come, and he comes, and my slave, do this, and the slave does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning to the crowd that followed him, he said, I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith. When those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the slave in good health.
Our Old Testament reading begins today from the book of 1 Kings,
chapter 18, starting with the 20th verse. This is the beginning of several weeks of readings on the Elijah narrative. As I've said with you before, I think Elijah is one of my favorite Old Testament figures. And I give a lot of credit to Felix Mendelssohn for that. Back when I was in college, I sang his oratorio, Elijah. And I've always loved this story since then. You may find this on page 325 of the Old Testament, or the Hebrew Scriptures. So Ahab sent to all the Israelites and assembled the prophets at Mount Carmel. Elijah then came near to all the people and said, "How long will you go limping with two different opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him." The people did not answer him a word. Then Elijah said unto all the people, "Come closer to me." And all the people came closer to him. And first he repaired the altar of the Lord that had been thrown down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord came, saying, "Israel shall be your name." With the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And then he made a trench around the altar, large enough to contain 2 measures of seed. Next he put the wood in the altar in order, cut the bowl in pieces, and laid it on the wood. And he said, "Fill 4 jars full of water and pour it on the burnt offering and on the wood." And then he said, "Do it a second time." And they did it a second time. Again he said, "Do it a third time." And they did it a third time. So that water ran all around the altar and filled the trench also with water. At the time of the offering of the oblation, the prophet Elijah came near and said, "O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, that I am your servant, and I have done all these things at your bidding. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, so that this people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their hearts back." Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offerings, the wood, the stones, and the dust, even licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, "The Lord indeed is God. The Lord indeed is God." Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.